This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A development this morning in the world market for something that's part of nearly everything we do, but seldom remarked upon. The International Trade Commission is going after China for allegedly propping up its aluminum factories and hurting U.S. producers. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman reports.
China's aluminum exports have quadrupled in the past decade. University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi says the cozy relationship between China's government and its banks gives aluminum makers there a big boost.
If a firm, for example, is getting loans it never has to repay and they're rolled over and they're increased year after year, that's clearly a countervailable subsidy. That's the sort of thing that is unfair trade.
Chad Bown is a trade expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says proving market manipulation in the steel and aluminum industry can be difficult.
These are industries where, over short periods of time, it may make sense for the company to continue to sell, even at a loss, because it's covering at least the variable cost of production.
There were 23 aluminum smelters operating in the U.S. back in 2000. By year's end, just four will still be open. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.